Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, end times crew. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones. Good morning and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
Yes.
We've got a ton of stuff about Trump, as usual, considering he's the center of just about everybody's focus across the whole world.
Well, and he is the source of terrifying, the absolute terror of the left and the globalists, because he's the one who can shove a giant stick into their spokes of their system.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yeah. And so they are going after him with, I mean, all the gloves are off. He knows it. He's in it. And right. We're behind him.
Right. And I just have to say that we listened to a clip between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Roseanne Barr. And honestly, I was very disappointed in what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say, because basically she was saying that it's nonstop doomsday speak. It's easy to get into that, but that's the wrong message to give to this younger generation. It's our responsibility to fix everything so that the next generation has hope for the future. I'm a big believer in being hopeful. Look what's happening. Trump is going to win, but they're going to rig it. 6 swing states that never fixed their election. Those 6 states never changed their laws. And she said, so demand paper ballots and valid voter ID. They know they can't win without cheating, so they're going to cheat a million different ways. And so I just have to say to that,
is that the message of hope?
Excuse me, what about the whole idea that Congress can ban the electronic voting machines?
Or at least enter a bill.
Yeah,
but why not even?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's been written for them.
Right, it's been written for them, and nobody has even brought anything up about it, let alone actually taken it to heart and
right.
Recognize that as being the number one critical issue this whole nation faces. The border is a mess because of electronic voting machines.
Yeah,
and
because
so,
of election fraud. Yep.
Right. So when they say the border is the number one problem in America, I have to say, no, that's number two. The number one is clearly the rigged voting system that we have.
You have to address the causal factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than just pointing out the symptoms and talking about how bad they are.
Right.
I mean, if we get, attacked by China, that becomes the biggest problem at that moment because of election fraud.
Exactly.
Because they wouldn't have tried it with the right leadership in place.
Exactly. The 2020 election was fraudulently stolen. And here in this clip, she goes on and says, well, he is going to win. And you said he won in 2020 also.
Yes.
And so what difference does it make if we know they rigged the elections and
right.
we do nothing about it? We don't prosecute anybody. Nobody goes to jail. We don't have Congress ban at the federal level electronic voting machines and mail-in ballots across the whole nation. So this never happens again. Are they seriously going to say, vote harder, everybody? Just flood the polls again this time.
Right.
We promise they won't push the button to make millions of your votes disappear this time.
Yeah, I'm going to vote really, really, really hard this time.
Press that button really hard
yes.
when you go in the booth
press
this time.
Press down hard. Well, Congress is worthless. I mean, this is why they have a lower rating than the White House.
Yep, exactly.
Right now.
Yep.
And there's a reason why, but nothing ever happens.
Right.
So
even with Republican majority, they can't seem to muster the spine to prosecute a criminal.
Well, because there's really no such thing as a true Republican Party except for maybe like 5 people. The rest of them are playing the game.
Right, exactly.
Wearing the label. And speaking of labels, this regime has placed the largest kick me sign on our backs.
Yep.
For America. They're inviting the enemies. Now we've got more saber rattling here. Joe Biden warned this week that the U.S. may be pulled into a direct conflict with Russia, which is what they really want, after that country launched the largest aerial assault of nearly 2-year war on Ukraine. So this is what they're wringing their hands over, to bring us into a direct conflict with Russia and make us vulnerable to an attack by China. And all those pieces are coming together.
Oh, and rapidly, you know, and just as a you know, a telltale sign as to what we can expect very, very soon here in the United States, just over, you know, the last couple of days with the New Year's being brought in Italy, apparently, last night, Muslim men took over Milan, Italy. Reportedly, zero women and zero tourists. As you see, all of these Muslims, whatever they're doing to take over Milan. And not only there, but Germany yesterday. Several groups of North African, quote-unquote, refugees spread terror in New Köln, Berlin, during the New Year celebrations. And so this is what we can expect.
This is our future. Yeah.
Yeah, because this is what they're currently setting up, and why, you know, we're seeing the same exact pro Hamas protests all over the world, all over the United States, because this is like their little testing of the waters to see what happens when they start showing up in mass to protest. Does anybody do anything, or is that safe that they show up in mass and now suddenly they're going to start upping the ante this year?
Well, they already are upping the ante, because I have an image here of two pro Hamas terror supporters in Chicago wearing Hamas uniforms, Hamas militant uniforms with the Palestinian flags on their shoulders. They look like they were pulled right out of Gaza and dropped on the streets of Chicago.
Wow.
So they are upping the ante. They're getting bolder and bolder, more in your face. And that is a direct, that's a national security threat. They are representing a organization that has called for the destruction of Israel and the United States, and they're acting on it. Now, these people are wearing their uniforms on streets of America.
Wow.
This is where things are going. And we have a great clip from Tucker Carlson we're going to play in the second segment, basically saying what we've been saying. We need to be not afraid of what they call us or say about us. We need to be courageous. And it only takes 10% of the people. What's the reason why they have gone so far so fast?
Because they've met no resistance.
Because exactly, they've met no resistance so far.
Right.
And even, well, we'll let him speak. It's basically our words too, but we share the same sentiment.
Exactly. And Fox News reported that between December 1st and December 31st, the grand total for the month exceeded more than 302,000 illegal immigrants were these are the documented ones attempting to cross the U.S. border. It's the highest total for a single month ever recorded. It is also the first time illegal immigrant encounters have exceeded 300,000 in just 1 month. And Trump has a statement here about that as well that's extremely important. Listen to what he has to say here. As the new year fast approaches, I would like to wish an early New Year's salutation to Crooked Joe Biden and his group of radical left misfits and thugs on their never-ending attempt to destroy our nation through lawfare, invasion, and rigging elections. Mm-hmm. They are now scrambling to sign up as many of those millions of people they are illegally allowing into our country in order that they will be ready to vote in the presidential election of 2024.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep, that's right.
And so not only are they going to have the benefit of the fraudulent electronic voting machines that just take one button and millions of votes disappear,
right,
but now they're also going to have all of these illegal aliens voting in an election.
Isn't that something? And you know, this article said that, you know, this 350,000 attempted to enter the United States.
Yes.
They didn't attempt.
Right.
They walked right in. They succeeded in entering the United States because we're ushering them into the innermost parts of our country.
Right.
Planes, buses,
yep.
shipping them, like equally dispersing this resistance, this invading force into our country, into the heart of our country. It's nothing other than sabotage and treason.
Yep.
By the people that have taken control of certain key positions of our government.
I don't think there's another nation out there that is experiencing as much treason at such a high level as we are here in the United States. This is absolutely unacceptable. In fact, this has got to stop. This treason is the death penalty. It has got to stop. And so I don't know. I'm not really sure who deserves that more, the people that are enabling it to happen in Congress or the actual perps themselves, the actual top positions?
All of them.
All of them. Exactly. Yeah. What do you have to do? Gut the whole entire thing because it's now so overridden with communists and criminals that they don't recognize what is even constitutional or not anymore?
Right.
That's just constitution.
What constitution?
Yeah. What a constitution is whatever we say it is today is how they look at it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, we've got that, and we're, as you can tell, a little fired up on this Trump Tuesday.
That's right.
Let's get to the word of the day so we can make sure that we are grounded in his word as we face off with these challenges that are before us and more to come. We're going to need wisdom, discernment, courage,
yep,
and an abundance of all of those.
And that was the whole New Year's resolution for all Christians is stand boldly for Christ.
That's right.
Stand boldly and keep the godless from destroying this nation and stealing it right out from under our feet. That is not a godly person allowing that to happen.
Yeah. Would you allow somebody to walk into your home and destroy your family?
That's right.
Steal from them, plunder them, oppress them? No.
That's right.
You wouldn't.
Nope. Not at all. Well, okay. So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Isaiah chapter 52. And it's short, so we're going to read the whole thing.
All right.
It reads under the title, God Redeems Jerusalem. Hooray!
Yay!
Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust, arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to dwell there. Then the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them make them wail, says the Lord, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together. You waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out without haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them they shall see, and what they had not heard they shall consider. And that's it.
Wow, that's what you want to have. God on your side.
Right, no kidding. Just that statement right there. For you shall not go out without haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you,
yes,
and the God of Israel will be your rear guard.
That is awesome.
Fantastic. Well, and that is true. I mean, look at the IDF reports of all of the miraculous things,
yes,
that they are seeing happen that is saving them from massive explosions and you know, whatever they're seeing, these angels are saving,
yes,
their lives by.
I need to find unit. That source too, because we've heard at least three accounts so far. I thought it was Amir Sarfati's page, but I can't find it. And I read it and went, oh, that's so cool. And then I didn't archive it to go back to it. So I'm looking for the source.
I know of several, actually, that I can source.
Okay, yeah. But in one of those, they actually listed some type of ministry or an outreach that's documenting these.
Oh, cool.
So I want to go and find, you know, see if they have archived, because I know there's so many, we're not capturing them all. And,
right,
and I think somebody is. So I want to try to track that down.
Oh, that'll be an awesome show.
Yeah.
When we go into that, because the Lord is showing himself everywhere right now. It's just astounding. I mean,
yeah,
he is clearly afoot and he is clearly involved as things get tougher for
us.
Yeah,
the spiritual warfare that's taking place right now and the spiritual aspects of what's going on in the world, we're seeing the physical side of it, but there is a very, very active spiritual component to a supernatural on the angelic level, you know, that's taking place.
Oh, absolutely. And
probably, yep, way more than what's happening on Earth. We're,
right,
seeing just the manifestation of it. So, yeah, that's going to be really great to go back to and dive into that.
Yep, looking forward to that.
All right, so good. So this was Isaiah...
Isaiah chapter 52, the whole thing.
52.
Yep.
The whole thing. Read that.
That's right.
All right, very encouraging. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. TLC Web Hosting, protecting and hosting websites for hundreds of websites, and they happen to be Christian Patriot owned, and they happen to be located in the American Redoubt. They take great support, take great care of us by supporting us by hosting our websites, and they just do a great job. Anytime we have a glitch, they're on it, and we have very, very few glitches. Just awesome service.
They're good people,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So it's TLCwebhosting.com if you have a ministry or a business or a website for any reason. Anyway, we'll be back with segment two of the morning commute right after this. Stay there, Patriots. The Son of Man.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Before thousands were brutally killed, including Americans. Before Iran helped Hamas plan the attack, killing Americans. Before Biden gave billions of taxpayers' money to Iran, Trump played hardball with Iran. Destroyed ISIS. Kept the Middle East at peace. Kept us out of endless wars through strength.
History shows very plainly that evil only respects one thing, unyielding strength. When I'm back in the White House, our enemies will know if you spill a drop of American blood, we will spill a gallon of yours.
President Trump, the strength we need to make America strong again.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, defending Christendom with your help. And we need your help. We are listener supported. So if you could go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab there, then you can find out how you can join the other Patriots in supporting us and keeping us on the air. Now, Lady Liberty, this first clip here was just awesome.
This was great.
There's another guy that's a Trump impersonator, but
this guy outdoes him.
This guy, you close your eyes, you cannot tell the difference. You
That's
cannot
right.
tell you're not listening to Trump.
Yeah.
So he's a stand-up comedian, and this is part of his routine, and he reenacts Trump's al-Baghdadi announcement.
This is so awesome.
Yeah.
This was posted by one of our listeners, and thank you, by the way, for posting that. Okay, here we go.
I miss it. I miss the Trump speeches. For real, though, it was my favorite speech I've ever seen a president give. It was the night the United States killed the leader of ISIS. Trump comes out of the Situation Room at like midnight in the White House, and he walks down that tunnel like gives a press conference, like he's giving a post-game NBA just killed a guy press conference. He walks up in front of the entire world at midnight and just goes, "Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi is dead. He died like a dog." And it's like, I didn't change one word of that. That's what he opened with. And then he did 40 minutes. The speech is 40 minutes. For no reason. It wasn't a prepared speech. He freestyled 40 straight. Not even a speech. Just mean talk for 40. The meanest talk you've ever heard in front of the whole world. "Abu." We could hear him crying. I said, "Abu, don't cry." "Abu, let me tell you something. Abu cried. He cried quite a bit. I wouldn't have cried." "Crybaby Baghdadi, that's what we were all calling."
That's awesome. That is just...
"Crybaby Baghdadi."
That's what we were all calling him. I wouldn't even attempt to try to imitate Trump, but these guys
that
do,
out
man.
Of the park,
yep,
boy.
Absolutely. All right, so what's the other one you had? Oh, is this the...
Well, we've got another Trump clip here describing how Trump knows all about Nancy Pelosi refusing to allow the National Guard to come in on January 6th.
Yeah.
I even remember him saying that when he did. He goes, "Why do you suppose she didn't want them there?" And so listen to this clip.
"I want to get to another big development today. Jack Smith says he doesn't want you to be able to introduce evidence in your defense that maybe the January 6th attack was preventable, that police and others had engaged in some security failures, intelligence failures beforehand. Your reaction real quickly to the prosecutor's request today."
No, can you believe this? He's tried to defend Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C., but he's tried to defend Nancy Pelosi, who did not do the job. We offered them, as you know, 10,000 troops or National Guard, whatever they wanted, before the event, because I knew it was going to be a very big event. And it wasn't my event. I went and showed up and made a speech.
Right.
We offered 10,000 people and more if necessary. And if they used 500 people, if they used 200 people, January 6th wouldn't have been January 6th. So can you imagine? This guy says, "We don't want to introduce that." Well, that's a very big part of it. She was responsible for January 6th because she didn't take the security that we offered her. We offered her 10,000 troops. And, you know, you had far fewer people than that. It was a very small group of people, relatively, compared to the people listening to the speech, which was, by the way, the largest number of people that I've ever spoken before. Nobody ever talks about that, John.
Yeah.
They talk about the group that went down and peacefully and patriotically, as I said, as you know. They don't mention that either. You know, that wasn't even brought up in the unselect committee. They didn't even use those words. They didn't say that I said the words peacefully and patriotically.
Yeah.
This is a very dishonest group of people. And the deranged prosecutor, Jack Smith, he's a deranged human being, unattractive both inside and out. And you look at this guy, he doesn't want me to say that they turned down, and they turned it down in writing, by the way. And what happened is, as you know, the Unselect Committee deleted and threw out everything. They threw everything out, which would be illegal. If you ever did that in a court, a regular court as a civilian, could you imagine somebody on the right, a Republican or something, somebody doing it? As you know, they deleted and threw out all everything having to do with the hearings, because a lot of bad things were said about Nancy Pelosi, a lot of bad things were said about a lot of people that they didn't want to get out to the public. So they threw out everything. They deleted everything. There is no information. There's nothing left. Well, it's like crazy. And the reason he doesn't want to do that is because they illegally destroyed everything. They destroyed all evidence. So he wants to do this because of the fact that they destroyed all evidence. They don't have the evidence anymore. And a lot of that evidence was pinpointing that Nancy Pelosi didn't take the troops. Days in advance, I said it. And I said it loud and clear. And they know I said it because I believe it was the mayor wrote a letter back that she doesn't want the troops.
Yeah, you know, it's in writing.
But can you imagine a man saying, we're not allowed to bring the fact up that I offered 10,000 troops for January 6th?
Yeah, he's, you know, look,
he's got a bad record. He's lost a lot of cases, and he loses them because he goes too far. He's a sick puppy.
Right, and everything that he's saying exactly fits with what they rigged for all of the January 6th hostages. And so, you know, it's no surprise. And he knew it. He pointed it out. Why do you suppose she denied those troops? They had a plan. That's why. And so we also have that Tucker Carlson clip that basically goes along with our Christian New Year's resolution of being bold. Listen to what he has to say.
I'm kind of thinking the overwhelming evidence lands on the yeah, there is a God, and this is not the end. And so if you're willing to kind of roll the dice on that, considering you're going to die anyway, there's really nothing to be afraid of other than cowardice. Living as a slave, hating yourself, being held in contempt by those closest to you, living without purpose, those are the things to fear. Take heart. Your bravery is scarier to the other side than any weapon you could find. They melt in the face of it. They've only advanced this quickly because they've met no resistance at all. Because everybody is a cucked coward. Oh, I don't want to make anybody mad. Yeah, really? You know, it stops here. If you had 10% of the population take that posture, this crap would end immediately. That's it. That's all it takes. And I hope we can go.
Well, I agree. And we're part of that 10%. We're doing our part. We invite you guys to stand boldly, fearlessly.
That's right. We can and we will.
Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.